When you feel ready for the next word, please write guilt. Again, notice how you feel drawn to explore the energy that this word represents. For a brief instant, step into or near the energy field of guilt. Memories may flash on you like snapshots on a movie screen. You may feel sensations in your body or hear inner voices. Notice how your body responds to this word. Does it tighten, flinch, shrink inward? Be as alert as you can be for these few moments. Familiarize yourself with the energy field of guilt so that you can recognize it in future. As you master this, you will never ever need to languish in guilt again. As soon as you have a sense of the energy field of guilt, please step out of it. Step again into your observer position. Become an observer simply by watching it from the outside. This returns you to a place of choice. Once you sense you are again in your observer position, fold your paper under and take a deep breath. When you feel ready for the next word, please write apathy. Again, notice how you feel drawn to explore the energy that this word represents. For a brief instant, step into or near the energy field of apathy. Notice what you notice. How does apathy affect you? Notice your breathing. Notice your posture. Notice any images or sounds or predominant sensations. As soon as you sense you have a sense that you've collected enough clues, you don't need many, consciously or subconsciously, of how apathy affects you, step out of it. Step into the observer position again. Once you sense you're again in your observer position, fold your paper under and take a deep breath. When you feel ready for the next word, please write grief. Again, notice how you feel drawn to explore the energy that this word represents. For a brief instant, step into or near the energy field of grief and notice what you notice. How does grief affect you? Notice your breathing. Notice your posture. Notice any images or sounds or predominant sensations. As soon as you have a sense that you've collected enough clues, you don't need many, consciously or subconsciously, of how grief affects you, step out of it. Step into the observer position again. Once you sense you are in your observer position, fold your paper under and take a deep breath. Continue with this process, writing the word, noticing how you're drawn to relate to it in order to explore it. Noticing the clues of how it affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, energetically. Stepping out of it and into the observer position again. Folding your paper under to reveal a blank sheet, albeit shorter, of paper. Taking a breath to pause and integrate. Then writing the next word and repeating these steps. When you feel ready for the next word, please write fear. Again, notice how you feel drawn to explore the energy that this word represents. For a brief instant, step into or near the energy field of fear and notice what you notice. How does fear affect you? Notice your breathing. Notice your posture. Notice any images or sounds or predominant sensations. As soon as you have a sense that you've collected enough clues, you don't need many, consciously or subconsciously, of how fear affects you, step out of it. Step into the observer position again. Once you sense you're again in your observer position, fold your paper under and take a deep breath. When you feel you're ready for the next word, please write desire. Again, notice how you feel drawn to explore the energy that this word represents. For a brief instant, step into or near the energy field of desire and notice what you notice. How does desire affect you? Notice your breathing. Notice your posture. Notice any images or sounds or predominant sensations. As soon as you have a sense that you've collected enough clues, you don't need many, consciously or subconsciously, of how desire affects you, step out of it. Step into the observer position again. Once you sense you're again in your observer position, fold your paper under and take a deep breath. When you feel ready for the next word, please write anger. Again, notice how you feel drawn to explore the energy that this word represents. For a brief instant, step into or near the energy field of anger and notice what you notice. How does anger affect you? Notice your breathing. Notice your posture. Notice any images or sounds or predominant sensations. As soon as you have a sense that you've collected enough clues, and you don't need many, consciously or subconsciously, of how anger affects you, step out of it. Step into the observer position again. Once you sense you're again in your observer position, fold your paper under. Take a deep breath. When you feel ready for the next word, please write pride. And be patient as you continue up this ladder, knowing that the downward spiraling emotions, the ones we're exploring first, are experienced by many people as being the most dense. As you lighten yourself, creating leverage simply by becoming consciously aware of each of these levels, you will move much more rapidly and enthusiastically as you enter into and discover the higher levels. Again, notice how you feel drawn to explore the energy that this word represents. This is the word pride. For a brief instant, step into or near the energy field of pride and notice what you notice. How does pride affect you? Notice your breathing. Notice your posture. Notice any images or sounds or predominant sensations. As soon as you have a sense that you've collected enough clues, and you don't need many, consciously or subconsciously, of how pride affects you, step out of it. Step into the observer position again.